This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
When we do things daily, when we do things repetitively, when we do things, always do the same thing, it will become like a routine, like something that is mundane, right? Something that is from something that you are excited to do, and then it becomes something that is boring, right? Boring. It's like a chore. So, these things, for example, us here in Al-Khadim, right? We witnessed a lot of people who revert into Islam. So imagine the first time you see somebody revert to Islam, what do you feel? Ya Allah, you want to cry. You see, Ashhadu, Ashhadu, Allah, Allah. And you see, you want to cry, your heart. Your heart cries out, like, Ya Allah, somebody embraced Islam. MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That is the first round. The second round, Allahu Akbar, Allah. But when it comes to the 10th round, or maybe the 100th round, maybe you will feel like, oh, another person is embracing Islam. So this is normal. This is normal. What other examples did I read? Of course, we also, a lot of us are born Muslims, right? Born Muslims. We are born with this religion. And when we open our eyes, our mother is a Muslim, our father is a Muslim. So alhamdulillah, all the ni'mah of Muslim, we are born as a Muslim. So everything, we grow up with it. And then it is have become part of our culture. MashaAllah. And we pray. Sometimes we pray, not because we want to pray. We pray because my mother asked me to pray. And we don't want to fast. But my mother asked me to fast. My father say, if you fast, I give you 50 ringgit. Huh? Allahu Akbar. It is okay, but not every time. Okay. Also, this is what we call, when we are born in a Muslim family, we tend to take things for granted. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Example, every day here we listen to the recitation of Quran. Recitation of Quran, we heard the story of the prophets. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, Ya Allah, what a beautiful story from the beginning until the end, Ya Allah. And also we heard the story about Maryam and all of these prophets, all of these stories. We have to step back, one step at. This is just an intro, okay? One step back, and then we have to a bit stop and ponder. Go outside from the routine. Go outside from the routine and ponder. Ya Allah. What a blessing that I am having. What a blessing that I'm in. Ya Allah. You can ask those who reverted to Islam recently or maybe a few years back. Ya Allah. You ask them, what is the difference in your life now and compared to before? Ya Allah. You can ask Brother Ang. Brother Hilmi. Okay, Ya Allah. Every time I see a revert, I will ask their story. Why do you want to embrace Islam? So they will say, oh, because of this. But we, as a Muslim, we say, oh, okay. We don't feel anything, at least a bit, but we know that that's normal. That's normal because we are born with the belief in Allah and the Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these things, we have to ponder upon the ayat.
وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا
سورة الشورى
وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا
This is the part.
ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم.
يا الله, what a beautiful ayah, what a powerful ayah if you ponder upon the meanings. Allah said, and like that, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we give you ruh min amrina, we awhayna, we inspire to you the revelation, ar-ruh, it is the Quran, the wahyu. Ma kunta tadri, you before this, ya Allah, ya Muhammad, you don't know. Ma kunta tadri, what is al-kitab, what is the book, what is the Quran, wa mal iman, you don't know all this before this revelation. We don't know about the story of Maryam. We don't know the story. We would never know that day. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي, I lupa, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ. You weren't there, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you weren't there with them when they gathered together, Zakaria and all the uncles and the family of Maryam, when they cast lots, when they cast, oh, okay, who wants to take care of this Maryam? You weren't there. If we don't reveal to you this, you don't know about this story. Of course, also the story of Yusuf. Wa ma kunta ladayhim إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. You weren't there with the brothers of Yusuf. Yeah, you weren't there, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are not there. We weren't there when they plot together against his younger brother. Ya Allah, without al-wahyu, we are nothing. We are like kal-an'am. We are like the cattles. And then when we come with to the ayat that was recited today, alhamdulillah, the imam recited from the surah. Automate your donations over the last from surah Muhammad, from the beginning until the end, alhamdulillah. So then let's go through a bit. Not a tafsir class, alhamdulillah. Let us go a bit to the ayat that was recited. So surah Muhammad. This is one of the surah that was this is the surah that was named after our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not to tell the story about the sirah of the Prophet in this ayat. No, the surah doesn't tell you about the story of the Prophet, when he was born, etc. No, this story is more about war, about warfare, about what? About the disbelievers, what they think about the Muslims, etc. So also known, this surah, the surah known as surah al-qital. The other name of this surah is surah al-qital. Also this surah also named as surah alladhina kafaru. Alhamdulillah. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name was mentioned in the Quran, right? How many times were the Prophet's name mentioned? Two. Okay. Other answer? Sisters? Anyone? No? Okay. Yeah, the correct answer, four times. That is correct. The fourth, so the sisters won. MashaAllah, ahsan. Four times, MashaAllah. But actually it's five, but in another form, not Muhammad, in Ahmad, but also refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so Muhammad, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of Prophet Muhammad, he will mention about prophethood, about risalah. Wa ma Muhammadun illa aba ahadim mir rijalikum walakin rasulun wa khataman nabiyyin. Kan? So Allah mentioned his name, and then he is not the father of any one of you, but he is the prophet and the seal of prophet. He is the messenger of Allah and the seal of prophet. This is the ayah in surah Al-Ahzab. Another surah in surah Ali Imran. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبَلِهِ الرُّسُلِ Muhammad, he is a prophet from a lot of prophets who came before you. This is when the Prophet ﷺ, one of the ayat that was recited when he passed away. أَفَإِمَّاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَ بَتُمْ عَلَى أَقَابِكُمْ. Okay, so that is another one. Another one. Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّ عَلَى الْكُفَرِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَكُمْ. So how many? 1, 2, 3. And then this is the ayat. وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. So every time the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioned, it is mentioned also the risalah. Okay. And then the last one is Ahmad. مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَد. Ahmad is the other name of Prophet Muhammad. 4 times plus 1. Okay. So whoever answer 2 is wrong. Who answer 4 is correct. Who answers 5 also is correct. Okay. Let's go. Because I don't have time. Or my time already finished. Let's go. One of the ayat was recited was مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The example of the paradise for the believers. And Allah mentions there are 4 types of rivers. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ. There's a type of river that is a pure water, pure, and it will not change the taste. SubhanAllah, it's a very pure water. That is one type. This other type is أَنْهَارٌ مِّن laban. That color. White color. Laban. Laban, you know what is laban? Susu. Susu. Milk. But here, now, modern days, we don't call it laban. We call it halib. 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 But laban refers to yogurt. But now, in Quran, it refers to the susu. The milk. SubhanAllah, there's a river of milk. And then, وَأَنْهَارُ مِنْ خمر أخي خمر from wine أراء intoxicant خمر يا الله you keep patient in here in the world, don't drink it here now, we drink it on rivers of خمر there inshallah. Okay, so من خمر لذة للشاربين, it's very tasteful, Allah said. And then وأنهار من عسل مصفى, like the brother mentioned, it's from honey that is very pure. Ya Allah, imagine you dip yourself in the honey. What happened to you? Wallahu alam. And you become a honey man. MashaAllah. And then there's another ayat. It's a very, very, very strong ayat. A lot of things that we can learn from this ayat. But let us keep it short. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكِ. Ya Allah, this is a dalil. This is Al-Imam Bukhari. He takes this ayah and makes it a bab, a chapter. Al-ilm qabla al-qawli wal-amal. Knowledge before uttering anything and before doing anything. A knowledge, Ya Allah. Our religion is the religion that is focused on knowledge. You cannot do things without knowledge. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. So everything, we are based on evidence, based on ilm, dalil. Why do you raise your hand like this? Do you raise your hand like this? Or do you put your hand like this in salah? Why do you move your finger, brother? Why you don't move your finger? All these are based on evidence. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? All these are knowledge, subhanAllah. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Allah said, have knowledge. That is La ilaha illallah. And there's none worthy of worship but Allah. And then what? After you know what Allah is, وَاسْتَغْفِرِ لِذَنْبِكِ. You ask Allah for His forgiveness, Ya Allah. Okay, next ayat. I have to go fast because later people will be sleepy. Right? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. What do you know what this mean? أَفَلَا. Why don't you? Something like that. Why don't you? يَتَدَبَّرُ. Not why don't you, why don't they? This ayat is referring to the munafiq, to the people who have فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Why don't they ponder upon the Quran. At-tadabbaru. What does it mean by at-tadabbaru? At-tadabbaru. It comes from the word dubur. Dubur. Dubur means something that is behind. Something that is behind. So the tadabbur of the Quran, the tadabbur of the ayat means you go beyond the apparent meaning. You go at the back of the meaning. So that is what we call tadabbur. That you ponder upon the meanings, that you understand. Without understanding what you recite, it doesn't mean anything. Of course, you get the reward. Man qara'a harfan min kitabillah falahu hasana wal hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha wala aqulu alif lam haf walakin alif ha alif har lam haf mim haf. If you recite one letter from the Quran, you will get hasanat, and the hasanat is 10 times multiplication of the reward. So alhamdulillah, but we don't want to stop there. We want to know what Allah wants from us, what Allah wants us to do, and what will make us be the successful person in this world and the hereafter. Alhamdulillah. Afala yatadabbaruna al-Quran. Okay. So next, that's all lah. Okay. So alhamdulillah, those are the few ayats. A lot of other ayats, but there's no time to explain more. You can ask Sheikh Hussein after this; he will explain more. Or you can read this Tafsir Ibn Kathir. You can read the Tafsir of Surah Muhammad. Okay. And then at the last, to share one of the ayat. The last ayat is, "Wa in tatawallaw." If you don't want to help Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, "Wa in tatawallaw," yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. Allah will replace you with another qawm. Wala yakunu amsalakum, and they will not be like you. That you don't want to help Allah. That you don't want to spend in the sake of Allah, in the cause of Allah. That you are stingy. Yabkhal. Wa man yabkhal. Yabkhalu an nafsi. Whoever is stingy. Infaq Ramadan. Every year infaq Ramadan. Every year Al Khadim is asking for money. Infaq Ramadan. No lah. I have a lot of things to spend this year, right? This is the early months of the year, early part of the year. So we need more money to spend on. So we say, infaq Ramadan. No. Right? So Allah SWT says, "Wa may yabkhal, fa innama yabkhalu an nafsi." If you are stingy, if you are miserly, right? Miserly. If you're miserly, that you are doing it for on your own self, Allah will la yadur. Allah will never be hurt with ever you withhold. Allah is al-ghani. Wallahu al-ghaniyyu wa antumul fuqara. Allah is rich. Allah is possess everything, and you are al-fuqara. You are all miskin. All the things that you have in your possession is not yours. As Allah give as a loan, see? As a loan. For a while, you are just keeping it. Whatever you eat is yours. Whatever you keep, you will keep it for inheritance when you die, or for somebody else when you spend it. So, infaq Ramadan, alkhadim.com/infaq. Okay, alhamdulillah. So let us, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Subhanahu wa Taala for all the bounties and ni'mah that He has given us. And Allah, alhamdulillah, we are able to live another year of Ramadan. We are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Ya Allah. A lot of blessings, a lot of things, a lot of offer that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is offering us. To cut the story short, there's one night that everybody is chasing. You ask anybody, you ask people on the streets when they are in the bazaar or jalanta looking for raya clothes. You ask them, do you know Laylatul Qadar? Oh, they know Laylatul Qadar. Everybody knows, especially in Malaysia. You see, Laylatul Qadar is the time where the trees fell into sujood prostration, right? The trees, oh, Ya Allah. That is not what we are looking for. The prostrating tree. We are looking for the forgiveness of Allah.
من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
Whoever stands in prayer in the night of Qadr, Allah will forgive. I know there's two conditions. Imanan, you believe in Allah, you believe in this, oh ya Allah, this is the great reward. Wahtisaban, and you are hoping for the reward from Allah, and then Allah will forgive all of the sins that you have done before. Ma taqaddama, whatever you have done before, Allah forgive you, ya Allah, ya Allah. And brothers and sisters, of course, maybe this is the last time I'll be talking to you in Ramadan, but know that after Ramadan, the offer is still there. The offer is still there. Okay? Don't stop only in Ramadan. Be consistent. Wake up at night, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the lowest heaven every single night. Every single night, brothers and sisters. Do you know that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nazala Rabbuna tabaraka wa ta'ala ila sama'id dunya. Kulla laylah. Our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, He descends to the lowest heaven every single night. You know what He say? Whoever wants to ask forgiveness, I will forgive. Ya Allah. Anybody wakes up who want to ask for forgiveness, wake up and the last third night, thuluthul layl, akhir, there's the hadith say. At the last third night of the night. Last third night of the night. Right? So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And then Allah say, whoever wants anything, I will give. Whoever have dua, I will istijab the dua. Ya Allah. Where? This is our weapon, brothers and sisters. This is, you want something, or you really want something, wake up at night. Where nobody is watching you. Right? Only you between you and Allah. And ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you want, inshallah, Allah will grant it for you. Allah will grant it to you. But of course, not that you ask now and then, kawlak poo. Okay, you will send, deliver to your doorstep. No. You have to be patient. Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Okay. So we ask for help from Allah with patience and as-salah. Alhamdulillah. So a lot of things to talk about. Okay. Nowadays, I don't know. A lot more talkative now. Who's this fellow? Is sitting on the sheikh's chair and talking about Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. And one thing, last before we go. Before we go, we have time. Today is Qiyamul Layl, right? We are Ahya'ul Layl. We are reviving the night. We are living up the night. Right? Today we cannot sleep. Remember? The last 10 nights of Ramadan. Just a little bit more. 1 minute. Allah, do you know one thing that we can prepare ourselves is for these last 10 nights is to make istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make istighfar and tawbah. To repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because your disobedience to Allah is the thing that will block you from doing good deeds. Ya Allah. Have you heard the story? The person, the musafir who makes dua, who's raised his hand and make dua, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. And the Prophet SAW say, wa mat'amuhu haram, wa malbasuhu haram, wa malbasuhu haram, wa mashrabuhu haram. He drinks his haram. Wa ghudhiya bil haram, wa anna yustajabu lidhalik. This person is a musafir. You know, musafir, one of the asbab that your dua is makbul, it is accepted. But Prophet SAW say, no. Because why? He is dealing with haram. He eats haram. He drinks haram. He wears something that is haram. And he is dealing with things that is haram. وَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to accept our prayers? So brothers and sisters, this is the advice to myself, as first and foremost to myself, that we make istighfar, that we leave all these sins. Because, you know, one of the signs that Allah is punishing us is that we feel desensitized with sins. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. We feel that sins is okay. Imagine you watch berita, news, right? Nowadays, I don't know, we watch news on TV. what news on TV? And maybe the first few things, for example, oh, ya Allah, the sister is not wearing hijab, right? Is very beautiful with the makeup, etc., etc. And the first few days, maybe few times, you are, oh, na'udzubillah, na'udzubillah. And then after few months, few years pass by, you are used to it. You are used to it. You are used to people who walk around you without hijab. All these sins, all these little things, we are desensitized with sin. And you see the agenda of the Western. They want to sell their values. They want to sell their BGTQ, LP, QR, the alphabets. So they are normalizing all these things. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. And I just share one story. Sorry, uncle. Ya Allah, because it's very, very... there's a rabbi from Bani Israel. This is from Ibn Jawzi. And this is a rabbi from Bani Israel. He said to, Ya Rab, kam a'asika. A'asika, kan? How many times that I perform sin, I do... I disobeyed you, Ya Allah. But you never take any action upon me. He said that. And then Allah SWT revealed. Wallahu alam, this story is sahih or not. It was reported. Kam aqabka. Kam u'akibuka. Kam u'akibuka. How many times did I already punish you, but you don't realize how? That I already take from you the sweetness of munajat, of praying, of worship, of asking Allah for forgiveness, Ya Allah. So brothers and sisters, when you feel I feel so lazy, or you feel don't want to recite Quran, recite a bit Quran, you fell asleep, you want to make dua, I don't want to stay up right now, because you know these things have halawa, have sweetness. All these things that we do, we ask Allah for munajat, for all these prayers that we stay up at night, these are all tasty. It's nice. It feels so nice. But if we don't feel that thing, so we have to check ourselves. Like the brother said, check balik. Check balik. We have to really check back ourselves, look into ourselves. What have we done before? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability for us to stand these nights, these last 10 nights. May Allah give us the ability to make dua. May Allah give us the ability to sincerely make repentance to him, then come back to Allah, and then become a better Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our prayers, of our fasting, all our dua, all the things that we do in this month, Ya Allah, we don't want to go to waste. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Before that, I have to make dua, sorry. There's one request of dua, sorry, not lecture. There's a doa request from Sheikh, Datuk Sheikh. Salam semua, saya Nizam. Not this Nizam. Anak Haji Abdullah. Let us make doa for his father. He's in the hospital now. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama salli ta'ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama barak ta'ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. اللهم يا رب الناس اذهب البأس اذهب البأس لا ايش فيها انت يا اللهم رب سوري اسكري اللهم يا مذهب البأس اشفي انت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم اشفيه شفاء اللهم اشفي ابا نظام شفاء اللهم اشفي عبد الله شفاء وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.